This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October the 24. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 3. It says there, "Share your plans with the Lord and you will succeed." End of quote. Danny Dubé said this, "God's will is like a jigsaw puzzle. You won't be able to see the whole picture until all the pieces are together." End of quote. A smart and wise counsel is this, include God in all your plans. I mean, talk to Him and share all your plans with Him. Not just a few here and there, but all your plans. This means you have ongoing communication with the Lord God all throughout the day. Excellent. You are on the way to success beyond your expectations. Our today's insight promises this to you. You may ask, why should I do it? My counter question to you is, why shouldn't you do it? In Jeremiah 29 verse 11, God declares He has plans for you. Not only He has plans for your life, but He also says He knows very well the plans He has for you. The verse continues to say how good His plans are. The Lord God Himself says His plans are for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Beloved, are you a school or college student? Are you wondering about your future? Are you looking for a job and you do not know what to do? Are you a middle-ager or are you a retiree? God says He has a plan for your life. Bible says in Proverbs 19:21, "People may have a lot of plans, but only the purpose of the Lord will prevail." Great news, right? Like it or not, only God's plan going to prevail at the end. If God has a good plan that avoids evil, include good future and hope, and again, if only His plan is going to prevail in the end, it is only a prudent practice to share with God all your plans and aspirations and allow Him to direct and straighten your ways and paths. He uses His plan, your plan, and then makes it all good at the end. Discuss with Him. You see, the lesson number 101 is God is God, we are not. God is omniscient. That means He is all knowledgeable. He knows the past, present, and future. He knows the end from the very beginning. Therefore, He can take into consideration all the possible consequences and outcomes and give you the best plan. Our knowledge is very limited. We do not know the future, yet God sees all your future today. God is omnipotent. That means He is all-powerful. If He is all-powerful, He is able and powerful to make things happen to you very easily. And also, God is omnipresent. This means God is present everywhere at the same time. That means when you travel in your car, aeroplane, ships, or walk on the road, workplace, classrooms, facing issues, God is present with you. He can protect you from all harm and dangers and guide you to succeed. Beloved, don't you know you have to depend on others in your everyday life? You must depend on your car to take you to work. Then you need to depend on your boss for his approval or disapproval of your requests. You see, if you think about it all, we all have to depend on others anyway in our everyday life. You see, the better and the wisest route is this. More than you depend on others, why don't you fully depend on all-powerful, knowledgeable, all-present, loving, merciful, gracious God who has a perfect plan for you? Because God is sovereign, all-powerful, all-knowledgeable and all-present, He is in total control of all people and events. Our daily insights today says, share your plan with the Lord and you will succeed. Try it out. Then taste and see the Lord is good. When you share all your plans with the Lord, then you are going to succeed no matter what happens. God is in the driver's seat and you are in the back seat. When everything's said and done, it won't be bad at the end. It will come out good and successful. An amazing deal, right? Bible talks about people who do not include God in His plans in James chapter 4, verses 13 to 17. They make a plan without sharing God or including Him in it. They say, today or tomorrow we would go to a certain city, stay there and make a lot of money. However, they do not know what their life would be like tomorrow. He does not understand they are fully dependent on God even for the next breath. You see, they do not think their life is like a puff of smoke, which can disappear at any moment. However, they boast in themselves and proudly make a plan for the future without discussing it with God. On the contrary, sharing all your plans with God is the safest and smart way to live here on this planet Earth. That guarantees success. Bible says, submit all your ways to the Lord God. If you do so, He will make your path straight and successful. Proverbs 3:6. Beloved, the Bible also says you cannot approach God. 1 Timothy 6:16. Because God is unapproachable light and holy, and we are not. However, God made a way to come to Him in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus paid for all of your sins on His divine body, paid by His blood. Now you can boldly come to God in the name of Jesus Christ. There is power in the name of Jesus. Big and heaven-sized things are in store for you when you share your plans with Him and submit to His sovereignty. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I submit all my plans to You, Lord. I will discuss all my plans with You because I know You can see the future. You are powerful and all-present. I know I can come to You in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus died and rose again for all of my sins. Please save me today and lead me into Your good and perfect plans. In the name of Christ I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.